This is session four of the Action Research course. The main topic of session four is using the KAQ framework, which you can get by clicking on the link in session four. But this framework will make more sense if you refer back to the initial diagram, which probably you should print out by now. Quite complicated diagram from session one that includes evaluation at the top, proposing and planning in the over in the right, and implementation of action at the left. So I'll just pause for a second so you can go back and bring up that diagram to look at. This initial introduction will be about that diagram, and we'll get to the KAQ framework shortly. Okay, I'm going to start again. I'm assuming that you paused the recording if you needed to spend more time finding that diagram. In the very middle of the diagram, it has the words, the situation. What is it and what needs changing? Action research always assumes that there's some action, the action to change something to some goal, and then you're going to do some research at all steps around that action. Well, the first steps are, in a way, the backward steps. They're before you can really be sure what action you're going to take and how you would, before you implement it, and before you would evaluate whether it worked as well as you thought. You want to go back and do some inquiry to illuminate the background. You know, what is this situation? Who wants to get it changed? Who's paying the money? What are your values if you reach schmuck? You know, what's your values that inform what it is you're trying to do here? And the other bit of research you need to do is to, when you have an idea of an action, you need to go and look at who else has implemented an action like that and what they can tell you about their evaluations of the effects of it. Has the action worked well? What can you learn from how well their action worked to inform the planning of your own action? So in both ways, you're doing some research. In order to do the research systematically, rather than just explore all the different things you're interested in, there's this tool, the KAQ tool. And when you first use the KAQ tool, you'll think that it's really persnickety, a little bit anal, trying to get you to break everything down. But like all the tools in this course, we want you to introduce them, try them out, get an experience of it, understand how it works and how it works for you, whether you want to adapt it or adopt it or do something else. So dive in and try it out. What I do predict, though, is you'll discover that it'll expose some holes in your thinking. Some things you thought, well, I know the general idea here. But then when you do it in this systematic way, you'll find that there's some extra questions you didn't think about. Okay, let's switch to the KAQ framework. And it's just a one-page sheet when I print it out. And it has the introduction, and then it has the steps below. So this isn't a session where we're going to use Wimber, so we're not going to go back and forwards with you about how it works. But it would be valuable as you use it to try it out and then to check in with the instructor and then to get some feedback about which things you've done wrongly or need to tease out further. So I'm just going to give a very brief picture about what's going on, then read the instructions, try it out. Don't worry if you're unsure about whether you're doing exactly the right thing. You'll submit your first version, you'll get comments back. That's the way you learn in this course. So K stands for knowledge or claims about knowledge. Sometimes assumptions are also claims about what you know. A stands for actions that some people can take if they accept that knowledge is true. Q stands for questions you have, where the questions can be to refine your knowledge claims or even to revise them. Or the questions can be to clarify what people could do based on that knowledge. Now, when you've got questions, you need to find out answers to them. So the F that's added is, what ways would you propose to find out the answers to the questions? Each of those pieces, the K, the A, the Qs, and the Fs, have a secondary question, what I call a probing question, that checks your thinking. Ideally, you can have a partner ask those questions to you, and you can hear your answers, and you can hear when your answers are a bit fuzzy, or you can hear where your answers bring up more knowledge claims or more questions you have that you need to find out. But at first you'll be doing it on your own, and you can try to ask those questions of yourself. Like the probing question for the knowledge claim, the probing question is, how do you know that? What's the evidence, the assumptions, and the reasoning? Let me just give you an example. A number of years ago, a group of students was doing a group action research. So they all had the same topic, which was to enhance diversity in and through the CCT program, the Critical and Creative Thinking program. And I went round to one of the groups that had formed. They didn't have to form groups, but they had got together. They thought they were all on the same wavelength. And they were working on how to market the CCT program. And I said, well, why are you working on marketing? And they said, well, there's enough diversity in the CCT program. We just need to keep bringing in students. And if we keep bringing in students, we'll keep having diversity. And I said, how do you know there's enough diversity in the program? So I'd asked that probing question them, how do you know there's enough diversity? And they all sort of said, well, we feel there is. You know, so they had a personal knowledge. I said, well, have you investigated that? Have you asked anyone else? So they all had formed a little subgroup because they all thought the same way. But had they investigated and found out whether, you know, all those students were white students, they certainly had diversity in many different ways of their own, but they hadn't gone and talked to the students of color to see whether they were comfortable with the degree of attention to diversity. Because the question wasn't just diversity in terms of the skin color of the people studying in the program, it was also the topics in the courses and the way things were dealt with through the whole program. Well, it was action research. It was open for people to discover what they would mean by enhancing diversity and who they'd do it for and who would be interested in their results and so on. Anyway, the basic idea was, until I came along and probed their knowledge, they were just accepting it as a given that there was enough diversity, and someone probing it move their thinking along. So that's the idea. At each step, you're articulating, being explicit about your claims, and then you're probing it to make sure. I'll say one more thing. It's repeating what's in the instructions, but you can start with an action that you want to, you've already got in your head that you want to pursue, and then go back and say, okay, what knowledge is the basis for that action? You can start with questions you've got and ask yourself, if there are my questions, why am I trying to find out the answers to those questions? What kind of knowledge would it give me? And then what kind of actions could I build on that knowledge? So even though it's called KAQ, doesn't mean you have to start with the K's. So start where it's most comfortable. So good luck, and connect with your buddy to probe each other's work and to help on exploring where you're uncertain. And then connect with the instructor to get feedback. So don't worry if it doesn't come comfortably or naturally or confidently the first time. Thanks.